There is one more section I'd like to spend a few minutes reviewing before we close our books for the day. Who here remembers the film we watched last month about hazardous wastes?
You mean the one about computer and television monitors?
Yes, that's the one, Lisa. In the film, they discussed why some states are making it illegal to dump monitors into regular landfills. Can anyone remember the reason? Yes, Lisa?
Because of the cathode ray tubes, also known as CRTs, inside them. These tubes are high in lead content, and the lead can leak into the groundwater, right?
Excellent. It's nice to know that some of you were listening, even though it wasn't the most upbeat documentary. Now, does anyone remember the reason why manufacturers place lead in the CRTs of computer and TV monitors in the first place?
The tubes are infused with lead in order to shield the viewer from harmful X-rays. There is no known alternative at this time, but I think the film said that the researchers are working on it.
Yes, that's true. And why wasn't that a problem 20 years ago? Why is it suddenly a major concern?
That's simple. It's because nearly every household in the US has a television, and many have three or four. My family is guilty of this, I admit, and not only that, people are throwing out their TVs and computer monitors in order to keep up with new technology, you know, like flat-screen LCD monitors. With the digital age upon us, this is going to pose even more of a problem. And again, I have to admit, I've got a new plasma TV a few months ago, and there was nothing wrong with my old TV.
Well, I'm sure you're not the only one, Lisa. Now, since you're on a roll, why can't these old monitors just be recycled?
Well, unlike paper and plastics, there just aren't any services that provide this type of recycling. According to the film, a lot of companies that recognise the threat are storing their unused equipment in warehouses until some better solutions become available.
Yes, and this brings us to our next film. Lisa, would you mind dimming the lights? So, this film is titled Landfill Solutions, and it deals with a number of products that can be recycled through innovative means.